Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God.
This is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. Well, I hope everyone had a good week, and more importantly, found time to pray to Jesus. Prayer is an important part of our faith, because through prayer, we can talk directly to Jesus anytime we want and share with Him whatever is on our minds. Prayer lets us build a relationship with Him, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. Then in time, through prayer, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and we let Him handle them, which removes all the stress in our lives. Our topic today is why family is essential. And we'll talk about why our family is so important. I'll also be speaking with Bishop Kevin Sweeney from the Diocese of Paterson, New Jersey. And of course, we'll be talking about prayer and hear some of my music. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was start with kindness. And whenever we greet someone or have an opportunity to do a nice gesture, lead off with kindness. And when we do, we are not only pleasing our Lord, but enjoying our lives so much more because everyone we encounter will extend kindness back to us. On today's show, our topic is why family is essential. All of us entered this world with a mother and a father. Many of us have siblings. Most of us have aunts, uncles, and cousins. Some of us have large families. Some have mid-sized families, and some of us have small-sized families. But the key word is family. The word family, which originates from the Latin word familia, is defined as a group of people connected by blood, marriage, or adoption who often live together and support one another. When we are young, we learn everything from our family, such as right from wrong, how to read, how to write, and then of course we learn more when we go to school, but we learn how to feed ourselves, dress ourselves, and hopefully we receive an early foundation into the Christian faith. As we grow older, our family is there for guidance and assistance whenever we need it. Yet, too many of us take our families for granted, and worse yet, many have completely abandoned their families, either because of disputes or making time for them is too inconvenient. In the Bible it says, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, "Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it." This Bible verse makes it clear that our family provides for all of our needs when we are young and that we are obligated never to abandon them. Moreover, our family as Christians provides the foundations of faith and values that last a lifetime. Family is even addressed with the fourth commandment, "Honor thy father and thy mother." So when we hear that family is essential, It's stated because it's the will and law of our God. Each of us must accept our family for who they are and never abandon them. No one's family is perfect, and we are not either. So thank the Lord for the family we have, and we must do our best to spend time with them, to share our lives with them, and let them know we love them. When we do, we will be following the laws and commands of our God. Understanding why family is essential is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is why family is essential. When we were young, it was our family that gave us a sense of belonging, helped us to develop our cognitive skills, and so much more. And for those of us who are parents and even grandparents, our role as leaders of the family is to provide those needs to our children and grandchildren. Family is endless because it keeps evolving from generation to generation, and none of this can be taken for granted because the whole concept of family comes from our God. Let us not forget the most important family, the Holy Family, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. Members of a family have throughout their entire lives a strong bond. So when we ask why family is essential, the answer is it's because belonging to a family is part of God's master plan. The first song I'm going to play today shares a nice message. The song is called Believe and Trust in Him. When I wrote this song, I thought of all the things we tend to hold on to, like regrets, mistakes, and so on. But when we learn to let go of those feelings and instead believe and trust Jesus, those huge burdens are lifted and we live happier, more peaceful lives. Please listen now to my song, Believe and Trust in Him.
Living like you're always right, hurting those along the way. The things you've said, the lies you've spread, cause so many to run away. You've got your pride, but you're unsatisfied. You're not where you want to be. Reach out to Him, let the change begin. Open up your eyes and see.
Can't forget.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Now it's my pleasure to welcome Bishop Kevin Sweeney, the Bishop of the Diocese of Paterson, New Jersey. Bishop Kevin, thank you for joining us today on Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Art. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Well, Bishop Kevin, why don't we start with you telling us a bit about yourself and what your role as Bishop of the Paterson Diocese involves.
Thanks. I grew up in Whitestone, Queens, in New York City, the son of Irish immigrants and brother and a sister, and growing up, wanted to be a baseball player and play for the New York Yankees.
Wow.
Around seventh grade, a religious sister talked about a high school for boys who thought that Jesus could be calling them to be a priest. And that started me on the road to priesthood. I served as a priest in the Diocese of Brooklyn, which is Brooklyn and Queens, for 23 years. Mm-hmm. And then got a call in March of 2020 telling me that I was going to be the next Bishop of Paterson, literally out of the blue, in the midst, 2 weeks into the lockdown and pandemic. But it's been a blessing these 5 years now as bishop, and I served as a pastor for 10 years in Brooklyn, and in some ways I see my role as bishop as being a pastor to the pastors, helping our pastors and priests and other leaders in the church be the best ministers of the gospel they can be.
That's a great way to approach it. Well, Bishop Kevin, since we're in the season of Advent, with today being the second Sunday, what's the most important thing Christians should understand about this time?
It gives us an opportunity to be renewed in our hope, I believe, looking forward to celebrating the birth of Jesus at Christmas. We all know the story so well, whether it be in church or secularly. But if we can pause for a moment, and Advent gives us that opportunity to pause and say, all right, what is that Christian Christmas all about? That God loves us so much, he sent his son who was born into a family in a stable in poverty, but he would be the one who would suffer and die on the cross and rise from the dead to give us everlasting life in heaven. So Advent's a time to be renewed in our hope and be filled with, as St. Paul tells us, the most important what lasts, faith, hope, and love.
Amen to that. Well, Bishop Kevin, our topic today is why family is essential. What would you say to families who aren't coming to church or spending time together as a family?
You're welcome home for Christmas. Come to Mass for Christmas. You're invited. Give it another chance. Family is so important. We all can struggle in our families to love each other as we would hope. But taking that time as a family to come to church, to listen to God's word, to pray together, for us as Catholics to receive Jesus in Holy Communion, can strengthen our bonds as family, help us to forgive one another, be patient, put up with each other sometimes. We want to encourage families to come together. There was a priest that said, families that pray together, stay together. So prayer is important for all of us and especially for families.
I couldn't agree with you more. Well, you also have a weekly podcast. It's called Beyond the Beacon. Can you tell us about it, how we can find it, and learn more about the Diocese of Paterson?
You can find it on our diocesan website, on a lot of podcast platforms. You can just look up or Google Beyond the Beacon. It's an opportunity to share the good news of what's happening here in our Diocese of Paterson, which is made up of Morris, Sussex, and Passaic counties, 107 parishes, and a lot of wonderful people doing a lot of good and generous and joyful things that we try to, every 2 weeks, have some guests on that will tell a little bit about the work of the church here in our diocese.
Well, that's great. And there's a co-host, right?
Jay Agnes, yes, our communications director and editor of our paper that was, now is online, The Beacon. So it's Beyond the Beacon is the podcast, and our paper, our news for the diocese, is The Beacon.
Well, you've been listening to Bishop Kevin Sweeney of the Diocese of Paterson, New Jersey. Bishop Kevin, thank you for joining us today on Let Go and Let God.
My pleasure. God bless you.
Our topic today is why family is essential. As I said earlier, we cannot and should not take our family for granted. More importantly, as Christians, we must accept our family for who they are, and if we have disagreements, we have to do our best to resolve them. And yes, there are times when a family member can be extremely hurtful, and we want nothing to do with them. But regardless, it's still our family, and we have to accept them for who they are. When we find that difficult, there is one thing we can do. Pray. Pray to Jesus and share with him how we are feeling and why. If we feel close to our family and enjoy them, thank Jesus every time we pray for the family we have and show him our gratitude. And if we are having family issues, such as we don't get along and do not want to be with them, pray to Jesus and share why we feel that way. Then ask him to help us get over the bitterness and to accept them for who they are. If there is real hurt involved, pray to Jesus and ask for his strength to forgive them and to help us move on. If we feel there is no way to reconcile our differences, pray to Jesus on that and ask him to intervene to open their eyes and ours and bring us together. There is nothing we can't tell Jesus when we pray, and the more we learn to use prayer, the more we will find ourselves relying on it to give us strength, guidance, and understanding. So as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus at least once every day and share with him whatever we need to. Remember to tell him how much we love him and how grateful we are for all we have, and also remember to pray for others and their needs. Understanding the power of prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm about to play is an upbeat praise and worship song called Be a Believer. As Christians, we believe in the Lord, so why not sing about it? Please listen now to my song, Be a Believer.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, why family is essential, tells us that God created the family as part of his master plan for all of us. We can't take our families for granted. We can't ignore them, and we should never hurt them. We should instead love them, be grateful for them, and do our best to share our lives with them, which means spending time with them. It means remembering birthdays, anniversaries, and holidays, and to always share our love with them. For those who are estranged from their families, use prayer and pray often to ask Jesus to intervene and to help us reunite with our family. There is no one we should ever be closer to than our family except our God. And finally, the last song I'm going to play today is another praise and worship song called Praise the Lord, Sing Hallelujah. In writing this song, I thought of the many ways we praise our God. Please listen now to my song, Praise the Lord, Sing Hallelujah.
God is kind, God is wise, He reigns high above, full of love. Just open your eyes. He is holy, He is just. Solid is His word to be heard. It's God we can trust. When I call, He answers me. So full of strength and mercy. See the glory of His name. Our God we acclaim. Sing hallelujah. Sing to Him a new song. With faith and love so strong. Praise the Lord. Sing hallelujah.
God is great. God is pure. Watching over us with His love and helps us endure. He is good, He knows all. Glorious is He, leading me to stand and not fall. When I ask, He hears my prayers, protecting me. I know. God will claim, praise the Lord, sing hallelujah. Sing to Him a new song, with faith and love so strong. Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Be thankful and live
sing alleluia.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Every Good Thing is One of God's Gifts. We all have blessings to be thankful for, but how often do we pause to thank God Himself? A simple prayer of gratitude can open the heart wide, for a few sincere words of thanks go a long way with our Lord. When we think of our lives and all we've been given, let us lift our hearts and remember every good thing is one of God's gifts. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Bishop Kevin Sweeney. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you were hearing on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.